Welcome back to Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Today, we're talking about rustic romantic getaways in North Alabama. I wrote a blog post about these unique places to get away, and it was wildly popular, so we thought, hey, let's do a podcast episode about it. So our guest today is Cynthia Stinson from the Mentone Inn Bed and Breakfast. Thanks for being here today, Cynthia.
Hey, Malia, how are you doing?
I am good. I am so happy to talk to you.
Yes, good to talk to you too. It's been a while.
Yes. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and how the Mentone Inn came to be.
Well, myself, I am a transplant from South Alabama, Greenville. But I moved here in 2006 with my dog and a tent and $2,000. And I set up the tent in the backfield behind the pavilion. And got a job working as a housekeeper here. So I was homeless working here as a housekeeper and did that for 2.5 years and was able to get inside the inn and live in the winter months. And then in 2009, Mike Campbell, the owner of the property, approached me and said, would I take it over? And I did. So I took it over in 2009 and just hard work, blood, sweat, tears, and kept my head down and prayed a lot. And we have come now full circle and we are 5 stars.
Wow, that is quite the story there.
Yeah. It's a story of faith and perseverance for sure.
Yeah.
And the inn is, it was built in 1927 by a man named Hal Howe and his wife Nelda. And they built it and opened it as Howe's House, which was lodge slash inn. And they ran it from 1927 to 1954. And they served all meals here. Back in 1929, you could get a hot breakfast and dinner and hot water for 7 days for $29.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive than that now. But, you know, of course, the prices have gone up a little bit. But we offer the same amenities. That the house aesthetically itself has not changed. Mm-hmm. It is a Victorian-style wooden house. We have 12 rooms. And we have modified some of the bedrooms so we could have private baths in all the rooms. So we have 12 bedrooms with private baths. Some are upstairs, some are downstairs. We have quite a large dining room that can seat 30. And then we have a common area. We have one TV in the house, and it usually gets turned on for college football. And that's about it. Most of the time, I encourage people to unplug. We do have really good Wi-Fi service, but to unplug and just enjoy one another. The porch is a great place to be. You can sit there and watch the world go by. I've got an outdoor pavilion that's covered with a fireplace. It's good for snuggling and reading or doing s'mores, whatever. But some of the amenities that we offer here, because really and truly, we're just like grandma's house, you know, and yeah. I say that because people say, what's it like at the Mentone Inn? And I tell people, go back on your childhood memories that when you went to visit grandma and you would go to bed and you had this comfy bed with these quilts and you would wake up in the morning and you smell coffee brewing and biscuits baking and sausage frying. That's the Mentone Inn. That's grandma's house.
Wow.
So the rooms are, you know, your basic bedroom in a house, and they all have private baths. I can do birthday cakes and decorate the rooms for birthdays.
Yeah.
For someone to surprise their significant other with chocolate covered strawberries, sparkling grape juice, roses or flowers. Have it ready for them when they walk in the room so it gets them brownie points with their significant others, you know, and that's always fun.
Yeah.
I do small weddings, I do flowers, catering, whatever they need. I can also do the planning and the coordinating of a wedding too, as well. And with our food, since I am the cook and I do develop my own recipes, I have developed mostly gluten-free recipes because that seems to be a real thing these days that people have a sensitivity to gluten. So
yeah,
I do gluten-free. I can do vegan, vegetarian. I can throw it all on the grill and put some hot ham and sausage and some grease. And, you know, I can do it all. Bacon grease and everything.
Like grandma's cooking.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. And homemade biscuits by my hands. So yes, definitely. And then some homemade sawmill gravy. And when the tomatoes are in season, because I do have a little garden out back, I have some tomatoes and peppers and stuff. I'll do a good tomato gravy too as well.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. I'm ready to book my my getaway.
Oh, come on.
Right now, I'm ready to book it.
It's just quiet. We're not. Mentone is a very laid-back community. Yeah. I think our population is 352. Mm-hmm. You can just about throw a rock from one end of the town to the other, but there's a lot of in between and a lot of really good people, talented people, artists. We are a community of artisans. We have a great arts council here, Little River Arts Council. Mm-hmm. I do concerts on the pavilion once a month, starting in May, from May until September, or actually October. Mm-hmm. And then we have the farmer's market right here on my property. I started that 15 years ago, and it was just something for the local farmers to come and sell their goods. And it's grown into an actually incorporated farmer's market now. And it's every Saturday from 10 to 1. And it's right here on the grass of the inn, right next door to the parking lot there. And we also have a food truck out there full time, Fantastic Foods. My daughter is Fontana, and she has a food truck, Fantastic Foods. It's a good food there. We also were right in the middle of town, so we're located within walking distance of all the little shops, and we have some really unique shops here in town, different types of artwork. We have a guy who does chainsaw art with wood.
Oh, wow.
We're also right here close to the Wildflower. We're 2 blocks from the Wildflower Cafe, 2.5 blocks from Elevation Bistro and Catering Company. And about 3 blocks from the Mentone Market. So once you get here, really, if you don't want to get out and drive around, you can access everything from right here at the house.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah, and then we have the have a labyrinth in the backyard that St. Joseph Episcopal Church made a beautiful sacred garden out back, and it's got a beautiful walking labyrinth out there. So, you know, once you get here, if you don't want to leave, you don't have to. There's plenty of things to do right here within a 3-block radius. To do in the area, you've got DeSoto State Park, you've got Little River Canyon, Shady Grove Dude Ranch. They have horses to do rides with. They'll take you to the falls. You can see the falls. We've got the Orbix Glass, which is a little bit further out, but definitely worth the drive out to see.
Yes, I've blown a few ornaments out there, and that is so neat. It is such a cool experience. So,
well, Cal is such a good, he's a good guy, and he's worked hard, and he's accomplished a lot, and I'm so tickled for him that they're doing so well. And
he's so talented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. We had the privilege of staying at the Mentone Inn 1 year for our quarterly board meeting. I don't know if you remember all of us coming and spending the night. And
I do. That's been a while back. Y'all need to do that again.
It has been. I think it's probably been about 7 or 8 years maybe. It's been a little while, but it was absolutely adorable. I mean, I walked up and I remember this is something that I thought was so cool that my name was on the door. Like it was already ready. It was personalized. And it was just,
we do that for groups. Now, you know, we do provide anonymity, people that want to come in and just be by themselves, but a bed and breakfast is a social setting.
Right.
I've got guests that have met here. Matter of fact, I have, there's 3 couples that met here a year ago, May, and they hit it off, and they've been here 3 times, and they're coming back in June as a group.
Oh, and that's so always fun. Yeah. But you've built a lot of relationships over the years.
I have. I'm very fortunate that way. A big extended family.
Yeah, that is so neat. I know that seems to be a recurring theme in several of the podcasts that we do is, you know, everybody talks about it's the people. It's the people that you meet. It's the people that you see. It's the, you know, the people behind the art. It, you know, so that's really cool.
The backstories on people. You know, everybody's got a story, I think. And talking to people, especially locals who live here and how they came to be. We've got some really fascinating people that live here. So, but yeah, I enjoy it. And I've met and formed a lot of good relationships with people that I'm hoping that when I'm gone, I'll be remembered fondly.
Well, I know that there's a lot of people that speak very fondly of you. So you've built quite the reputation there.
I hope so. And, you know, I get to meet people and I hear, you know, they tell me about their lives. And it can be hard sometimes because I hear so many stories and I have a very sympathetic heart, and it doesn't really get to me, but I mean, I think about these people. So what I've done is I just pray for these people and all these different walks of life and different sets of problems and stuff. And I'm glad they feel comfortable. They can come here and talk to me about it because I care, you know, and that's the main, and I think it's what makes me successful here is because I do care about what I'm doing. It's not about the money. Anybody who does a bed and breakfast to get rich is in the wrong business because you're rich in everything, you know, you're your soul gets enriched and you get to talk to people and you have hopefully make a difference. And I think that's what we all need to strive for as human beings, is to make a difference in somebody's life. And so if you've done that, you've done your job as a human.
Yeah. Just being kind and, like you said, sympathetic. Where is the farthest place that you know of that someone has visited the Mentone Inn?
Matter of fact, just had one here 2 weeks ago. He was from Austria.
Oh, wow.
We have a lot of international people over the years. Afghanistan, Australia, the Bahamas, Germany, Italy, France.
Wow.
The majority of my demographics are in the southeastern United States. Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana. And I do a lot of groups that come. I got a group from South Carolina that comes every year. They're a motorcycle group, and they ride their motorcycles here, and they're here for 3 days and two nights, and we have a great time. And,
That is so cool. I mean, I was thinking that, you were going to say maybe Alaska or somewhere, and then it's like, oh, wow, international visitors. That is amazing.
Yeah, I've got a couple that comes every 2 years from Italy. And
I've got
a girl coming in February that she and I met on a line. I play Words with Friends. That's my decompressing time.
Yeah.
And we figured it out the other day. We met 10 years ago playing Words with Friends. She's in Michigan, and they are coming in February so we can finally meet face to face.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That is so neat.
So it's different, but there's no bad time to be in Mentone, but it can be a little cold here, but just, wear layers.
Yeah.
And then the springtime rolls around, and we have over 1,000 species of wildflowers in the area.
Oh, cool.
And plants and herbs, and it's beautiful. It really is. The waterfalls are gorgeous. DeSoto Falls is 3 miles from here, and it's beautiful. And then we've got the Little River Canyon, which is about 12 and a half miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth the drive. And then you got summertime on the river. It's always fun, kayaking, tubing, what have you. And then the fall, there is just nothing like the fall in Mentone.
Gorgeous. Yep, absolutely gorgeous.
Yep. The colors are comparable to anything in the New England states.
Yes. They're so beautiful. And then taking that trip along the Canyon Rim Road. It's breathtaking.
Or back roads. I tell people when they live here, I said, well, just go and just keep turning right. You'll eventually wind up back at the spot you started in. If you get lost, just keep turning right. You'll get back here.
That's funny. Yeah, and you mentioned wildflowers. We did an episode with Brittany at DeSoto State Park about wildflower hikes. And, of course, there's the big one, I think it's in May each year that they do the big hikes to search for wildflowers. So, everything's that pretty green in the spring. And then just,
she's so knowledgeable too. If you're fortunate enough to get a hiking class with Brittany, she's one of the best. She and I have been friends for a long time, and she has taught me a lot about different wildflowers in the area. And herbs, too. And, of course, we do have some herbalists here. And I've learned a lot about plants for medicinal purposes here.
Oh, cool.
And that helps a lot, they're in abundance here. Why not take advantage of them?
Yeah.
So
that's really cool.
And then food. There is no lack of food here. We have, like I said, and there's a place in Valley Head. It's not quite in Mentone. It's about 2.5 miles from here. It's called the New Tigers Inn, and it's an established restaurant. It's been there for 30 or more years, but a young couple and their friend took it over, Miranda and Adam Golden and their friend Grady, and they took it over about a little over a year ago, and the food is fabulous. They have breakfast and lunch, and they also do a dinner 4 to 8, and they have a full menu. If you can imagine fried deviled eggs.
Oh, my goodness.
That's one of their specialties.
That sounds amazing.
To top it off with candy bacon. I mean, you cannot go wrong.
Yum. Well, as you can tell, the Mentone Inn B&B is a fabulous place for a rustic romantic getaway. And there's several other places in North Alabama for the perfect getaway, too. And glamping has become all of the rage here lately. Have you ever been glamping, Cynthia?
I have, actually. And there's actually a few that have opened up here in the Mentone area.
Oh, cool.
There's one called Folklore Forest. And I've met the couple that has it, Kelly Despat. Mm-hmm. And it's right on the river. And then they have several places close by that you can rent, but that's the one prominent one that I can think of in the general area. But glamping is a new thing these days. You know, it's a rustic. You're out in a tent, but very luxurious on the inside.
Yeah. I say it's like if you love to camp, but you don't want to sleep on the ground.
Right. Well, you know, when I was talking about living in my tent out behind the pavilion when I first moved here and being homeless, that does sound kind of, you know, sad, but I think I was glamping and just didn't know it because I had a little, you know, I had a little twin size bed in there and I had a dresser and I had a rocking chair. I had a 2-bedroom size tent. So it was quite large tent and I had a screened in porch. So I guess I was glamping and just didn't know it.
You started it. Let's just say you started the glamping rage.
That's right. Maybe I did. It changed my life. I know that. Go glamping. It changes your life.
Yeah. Well, there's another place near Cullman called the Palomino RV Resort, and they've got several sites for glamping. Another unique destination is River Rocks Landing near Gadsden, and they have tree houses. And I just think that Mentone is the perfect place. Like, they need some tree houses
We do have some tree houses. We got a company that, Peaceful Retreats. And that's some of their listings is tree houses.
That is so cool. Because, I mean, just staying in a tree house when you were a kid playing, that was so much fun. And then, you know, getting to do it as an adult. Like, as a destination, that would just be the ultimate getaway.
Well, treehouse camping is like the glamping. Treehouse camping is like we used to as a child. This whole treehouse camping thing is a whole different level.
Yes.
You know, it's very, it's luxurious. It's rustic, but luxurious. You have all the amenities you would need. Yeah. And the location, some of them are by the river. And I would think it would be really cool to be up in a treehouse with the wind blowing and
That would be nice.
I do get a chance to get out and experience some of our rental properties. I went to a cabin for my birthday for 3 days, and it was 5 miles from here. It might as well have been 500 miles because it was so nice. I was unplugged and sat on the porch swing and just sat there for almost 3 days and did absolutely nothing but eat and read.
Wow.
Matter of fact, read one of Sean's books while I was there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like a perfect getaway to me.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. No cell phones, no internet, just peaceful, unplugged.
Yeah. Well, there's other locations in the area too that have cozy cabins. Almost all of our state parks have cabins, including some new ones at Cathedral Cavern State Park. Jackson County Park on Lake Gunnersville, Stonebridge Farms in Cullman, Doublehead Resort, Goose Pond Colony, and several others have cozy little cabins. And a lot of them are on the water, which makes it even more of a perfect destination for a getaway. Mm-hmm. And then Gorham's Bluff is another bed and breakfast that sits up on a bluff, hence the name, and overlooks the Tennessee River. It's near Scottsboro, and you can have breakfast in bed, so... You know, that's another perfect getaway.
We actually offer breakfast in bed here too as well.
Awesome.
I have several husbands that will come to me and say, "Can I give her breakfast in bed?" You know, I'm like, "Sure." And I fix a nice little tray up and put everything on it, put her flowers and a little note or card, and then they take it to her, or I actually have been able to take it to the rooms too as well.
Yeah.
And leave it. So it's a really nice amenity to have. Breakfast in bed is good.
Yeah, that's really cool. It adds an extra layer of romance to the getaway.
Absolutely. That's what I say. When people come here for a romantic getaway, you know, I am not a hovering innkeeper. I'm available. I live here. And so if they need me, they all get my cell phone number when they get here. And I am connected by an Apple Watch and an Apple phone that they can get me until 11 o'clock at night. It goes off. I have to get some sleep, you know, sometimes.
Yes, yeah.
but it is what you make out of it, and I can help you enhance that here, give you what you need to make it more romantic or fun for you and your spouse or your significant other.
Yeah.
We just want people to come here and just enjoy themselves.
Yeah, that's so perfect. Perfect getaway.
Mm-hmm. People ask me all the time, where do I go? I'm like, I live in Mentone. Why would I go anywhere?
You already live in the perfect destination, right?
I live in the destination that everybody's trying to get here to. And that's one of the things that when I get up, you know, and I know people are coming in or go to bed the night before and people coming in the next day, I think about, you know, people are excited. They're packing their bags. You know, what am I going to take? What am I going to wear? You know, I'm excited. And so I remember that this is a special treat for people. And so I try to make it as special as possible. I want them to have a good time and leave here with a good big smile on their face.
Yeah. And then tell everyone at home and spread the word, and then they want to come.
Yep, exactly. Word of mouth is the best advertising. Yes, there is.
It is. Absolutely. When you have an experience like that, you tell everyone, and then no one wants to miss that. So,
well, I do have a Facebook page for the inn. It's Mentone Inn Bed and Breakfast.
Okay.
And I do post things that happen in the area that's coming up, and also too things that are happening here at the inn. I post pictures of my food that usually gets people excited. So, you know, there's ways to, but word of mouth is the best advertisement there is.
Yes, absolutely. And I mentioned that we have a blog post on northalabama.org/blog. So you can look up rustic romantic getaways and find more information about each one of these locations and even some other locations that were not mentioned on here. So make sure you click on that. And thank you so much for being here today, Cynthia. I've enjoyed
it. You're welcome. Well, you're welcome. And I look forward to seeing you in person again soon. Hit your wagon up and come on over here for a couple of days.
I need to come have some breakfast for sure.
That's right. I'll feed you some grits and some gravy.
Okay. I'm there. Don't even have to twist my arm.
Okay, good. Well, just come on, girl. I'll take care of you.
Well, awesome. I appreciate it. Well, thanks for being here. And North Alabama social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us today. And we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.